Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, I'm talking about artificial intelligence, which has been in the news and on social media a lot lately. And I want to talk specifically about music and scams. So you may have heard that a few weeks ago, there was a popular song on TikTok, and it became popular on streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music. And so the song was, it sounded like it was a song from Drake and The Weeknd, and it was called Heart on My Sleeve. And the song had its moment. It had over 600,000 listens on Spotify and other streaming services. And it was huge on TikTok and on YouTube and other services. And so somebody, it was actually a user that goes by Ghostwriter777, created this song using artificial intelligence technology. And so he wrote the lyrics, and so the AI is able to learn the sound, the voice of anybody. And so it learned the voice of Drake and The Weeknd. And so he produced this song, Heart on My Sleeve. And it became a question right away of how does this affect and disrupt the music industry. And so according to an article I found, on Spotify alone, the song had 629,423 streams just in a matter of a few days. But Universal Music Group, which owns a right to the music or to those artists, pressured the streaming services to remove the song because they said it was an infringement of intellectual property. Specifically, Universal Music Group made this statement. They said, "The training of generative AI using our artists' music, which represents both a breach of our agreements and a violation of copyright law, as well as the availability of infringing content created with generative AI on digital service providers, begs the question as to which side of history all stakeholders in the music ecosystem want to be on, the side of artists, fans, and human creative expression, or on the side of deepfakes, fraud, and denying artists their due compensation." And so that was a strong statement by Universal Music Group. And right, there are some of those that just see this AI production of songs as something like new, fresh, interesting, and kind of like, what's the big deal, right? A lot of people liked the song, thought it was cool that AI had created it. But if you look at it from the perspective of the music companies, and specifically in this case, Universal Music Group, you see that they're taking a stand because they see what's coming, right? They see the possibilities of AI and how people can generate songs that sound exactly like the actual artist. And so they had these songs taken down. It's interesting. I believe the artist Halsey, I read that, is kind of taking a different approach to this. And she put out a statement saying that she fully supports those that want to make AI songs using her voice, but she wants to create a 50-50 split as far as the money goes. And so I didn't research that any further to find out, you know, what label is she with? What does the label think about her saying that or putting it out? I don't know if she consulted with them before doing that, but I can imagine that different music labels, different entities will take different approaches to how they deal with artificial intelligence. And this was kind of a huge moment, right, for this song to get so many streams, this AI Drake and Weeknd song getting so many streams, that it kind of woke everybody up to the possibilities of what AI can do specifically in the realm of music. And so right? I always want my podcast to be something that leads to discussion. So you may want to think about or talk to your, you know, friends, family members, coworkers, what they think about AI music being created. And if it's just something cool and awesome, and the evolution of music and technology, and maybe the artists, or not the artists, or the person that used the AI technology to create the music, maybe there are different kind of artists as well, and they should gain money from these songs they're creating. Or maybe you think that you kind of take the approach that Universal Music Group did and say, no, we can't have these songs being put out. They're AI songs. The person that creates them aren't the true original artist. That's not their voice. That's not their lyrics. And so they can't steal that intellectual property and gain in any way from it. Or maybe you're somewhere in the middle, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of things that happen that are kind of in that middle ground over the next several years. This is kind of just a side point that really doesn't have to do with like the music or the communication, is I was shocked when I read that the song gained almost 630,000 streams on Spotify. And according to the article, it says, if we go by Spotify's lowest royalty rate of 0.003 cents per stream, that means that with 630,000 streams, that only earns $1,888. That was kind of shocking to me because, you know, 630,000 streams is a lot of streams. I figured that'd be several thousand dollars, but it's only $1,888. So that could be a whole other discussion of these royalty rates and how much artists are getting paid and how much their labels are getting paid. And that actually can be directly connected to this AI conversation. You know, if artists are only getting a tiny percentage from these streams, maybe they're going to find different routes to create songs using AI and to earn more money in different ways. So that's a whole other conversation. The second part of what I want to talk about today has to do with AI manipulating or duplicating people's voices, and that has to do with scams. So I came across something on social media where a few people were talking about how they or someone they know have been victims of these AI scams. And so one of them, this girl who looked like she was in her probably 20s, she was talking about how one of her grandparents received what they thought was a phone call from one of their grandkids saying, I've been in a car accident, can you please send me money? And right, AI had generated this message, and it sounded just like that grandchild. And so, as we know, many of us are targeted by these scammers, you know, phone calls, text messages, emails, all sorts of ways, right? And this is called social engineering, where a scammer tries to convince somebody to give up their information or give up money. And with AI, this is now becoming much more complex, right? If you get a message from somebody that sounds exactly like, you know, your husband, your wife, your kid, your grandparent, your aunt, your uncle, your friend, obviously many people are going to believe that. They're not going to think it's an AI. I imagine in a lot of cases, you know, you'll call that person back or text them back. But as AI gets more and more sophisticated, right, people may be able to have whole conversations with somebody, them thinking they're one person, but it's actually a scammer just using this AI technology to disguise their voice. And so on one end, right, I would say, you know, be aware of this. Maybe tell people in your life to be aware of this kind of new type of scamming using AI voice technology. So be aware of that. But also, it's interesting to think of all the different ways that this technology might serve us in a positive way. But as with all pieces of technology, it can be used in a negative or positive way. So to think of some of those ways. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you do a little more research on this AI technology as it's connected to music or scams or all sorts of other things. And I hope this leads to a discussion that you have with people that you know. Thanks for listening.